Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Relax, it's Michael Stephen Flax.
Wowie, we're going...
Now that full, you know my middle name.
We're going full name, bro. That means it's a situation.
Date of birth, 14th of September, 1992.
What a great day in the history of humankind that was when out popped little Michael Flax. What were your first words?
Lil Wayne.
That was your first words, was
yeah.
Lil Wayne?
Yeah.
Wow. Were you a gangster, baby?
Yes, I was a straight up G.
Yeah.
I put the I was going to say G in baby. There isn't one.
What kind of, do you use diapers at all?
No.
No.
I was born potty trained. I didn't shit because I was the shit.
Ah,
I was like, I was like God's manure.
Well, that's one way to put it. all right. It's today's edition of Relax, It's Flax. There's a lot on the agenda. But thank you very much. Yesterday, when Lochinville were here, you were handling this audience of legions of fans.
Yo, this place, Cliff Central, was packed with these screaming young girls just screaming, Lochinville, I want a photo. Lochinville, I want a photo. There was even a time where I considered like putting my hoodie over my head and walking out and pretending I'm Brian or Andrew. Just so like people want to take photos with me, even just for a split second. And then they like, oh guys, no, chill. It's just Michael Flax. Just chill, chill. Everyone calm down.
So yeah, obviously Lochinville's brand new album drops today. It's called Taste the Weekend. It's online and in stores. So yesterday we did a listening session with them and it was really, really cool. One of the best parts though was how delicious the listening session was, right?
Delicious. Oh. So let me describe to you the whole scene out here. So I've got a window mic. We got like two, three couches at Cliff Central packed with girls just eating Calcacchio's pizza and Lochinville in studio, like telling about all their songs. And then the girls were asking questions. Then they would play one of their songs and everyone would put down their pizza. We'd switch off the lights and everyone would start jamming and dancing and throwing their hands in the air.
Calcacchio pizza is a very good jam food. It's like you can jam out, then have a bite of pizza, then jam out again. Like it gives you good energy so you can jam out. It's just a good thing to have at a party.
I had a weird concoction on my pizza last night, but it was actually pretty nice.
Yeah, there was guac.
It was guac. It was basically like a nacho pizza without the nacho. So I had the guac, I had the salsa. I'm not sure what else was on it, but the combo.
So good.
There was like sort of like a... I don't know if it was mayo or like a cheese sauce, but it just came together.
This is the thing, though, is that Calcacchio do these unbelievable gourmet pizzas with loads of different toppings. And I mean, you know, sometimes food can be experimental and you're not so sure, but they have experimented and they've gotten the best out of every ingredient they put onto a pizza.
I had this other pizza as well. It was sort of like mushroom and garlic. And I usually stay away from garlic because I think I'm going to stink the next day. But I was like, screw it, I really liked it, and I didn't stink today.
It's the garlic they use, bro. Shout out to our friends at Calcacchio. They kept us fed yesterday as we were tasting the weekend with the guys from Lochinville. Andrew and Brian, really, really cool. That album is in stores now and online. Flax, you were listening to it, huh?
I was listening to it in gym right now. Some of the songs have to grow on me, I'm going to be honest. But some of the songs I really, really dig.
Bangers, brah.
What else did I like about the album? In the album, you sort of, it's just like one voice. I don't know how they do it. I could not hear two voices.
Well, they are identical twins.
It just goes together as one voice. It's the craziest thing ever.
They're very talented guys. And like I was saying yesterday, they just consistently have really cool music. I mean, Grapevine, the new single, so cool. Yeah, cool guys. All right, shifting gears, but keeping in the vein of music, well, sort of, people's personal lives and music. Taylor Swift, what's up?
She's now dating that dude from Avengers.
Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, that's a bit too soon to
move on.
I don't know how old he
is. I'll Google him now.
But still, like her and Calvin Harris broke up like a minute ago. How long are you supposed to wait to move on from your ex?
Tom's 35. Taylor Swift is probably, well, if she was born the same year as me, 1989, she's 26.
He's 59 and she's 26.
No, he's 35, she's 26. So that's actually not bad at all.
Are you joking? That's 10 years.
Yeah, but it's dude, girl. So it's like...
sort
of maybe acceptable.
I think it's just a fling. They say, and I read a stat, that it takes a year to get over somebody. And that's why when you break up, you should be single for a year, find yourself, and then figure out what you want. Otherwise, you're basically just moving on to fill that gap. And you never want to fill that gap.
But the honest truth here is that Taylor Swift doesn't date. Taylor Swift sources. And when I say sources, I mean she sources inspiration for upcoming albums. She dates guys so that she can write songs about them, so that she's got musical genius that she can push out in an album. There'll be a Kelvin album, like there was a One Direction, Harry Styles album. She puts out albums about dudes. We are never ever getting back together. I mean, that whole song Style. We got that James Dean look in your eyes. Style. It's speaking about Harry Styles.
Did she date Harry Styles?
She's run through all of these oaks.
She needs to legit just go date someone that nobody knows about.
Well, no one really knew about Tom Hiddleston up until now.
No, the Avengers movie made him pretty famous.
Not her level famous, because she's putting him on her private jet. It's not the other way around.
But I'm going down with the fact that she's filling the void. She should have waited a year to move on from a relationship. Anyone out there that gets into a relationship straight after a breakup
not
is filling
work.
A void.
Yeah. Unless, of course, you were having an affair with someone and then you got with the person that you were.
Those never work
with.
Out. When you're in a relationship and then you cheat on that girl and start a relationship with the girl that you cheated on the girl with, never works out. It's no matter what you think. There's no love story that starts out with somebody cheating. Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Wow, you're really dropping it like it's hot, yeah. That's strong views.
No,
right?
Yes. I didn't think I could ever date like somebody that cheated on somebody else.
No, it's not a good look.
No, it says a lot about someone's personality. It's really bad to cheat. Thinking that you could cause such harm to somebody else just for your gain and benefit of hooking up with somebody else. Like, that's not life. That's not a nice thing to do. And that's my rant. That's my Friday rant done.
Good. I'm glad we know how you feel about that.
Everyone's now like phoning their ex and being like, listen, I'm sorry for what I did 10 years ago. Yes, go listen to the podcast, Relax It, Flax It. Will explain why. I'm so sorry, Cindy. Blah, blah, blah.
Let's talk Lil Wayne and the scissorp. What's happening?
Lil Wayne is not doing well right now. That is not what Lil Wayne sounds like. That is not Lil Wayne sounds.
Lil Wayne, plan a rock with panties drop.
I mean, I got it wrong, but I think you also got it wrong.
No, I swear to God, I got it
right. You think that's what Lil Wayne sounds like?
He starts off sounding like this, and then he starts singing. That was meant to be like inhaling weed.
What a process. Okay, what's up with Lil Wayne?
Bro, the Oak will not stop drinking scissorp, and he keeps having seizures. So this is the second seizure he's had on his private jet, and they've had to do an emergency landing. Mm. Now, he's saying that he has epilepsy. And when he doesn't take his medication, that's when he has the seizures. But I'm calling bullshit. Apparently, he was seen having like tons of scissorp at one of these like gigs or whatever they call it. And then he boarded this private jet, and then the Oak was in hospital. He's doing fine now. But I mean, dude, if the scissorp is making you have the seizure, you need to stop the scissorp.
Wait, producer Kat, you had a question.
Yeah.
What was your question?
He needs scissorp.
What's scissorp?
He needs scissorp.
Scissorp is syrup, and sometimes you mix it with some Sprite.
But syrup, like syrup you put on your pancakes?
No, cough syrup, codeine.
Like Vicks Ectoplus.
No, worse.
Codeine.
Benelin.
No.
Boston. Nothing you can buy over the counter. Like serious prescription.
It's like Schedule 5 or whatever, cough syrup. The stuff that like, it really makes you drowsy and high. And then sometimes they put like an energy drink in it. Google scissorp, Kat, and then you'll figure out.
Yeah, you'll see. Or better yet, knock yourself out this weekend.
No, don't take scissorp. We do not promote the consumption of scissorp on Relax It's Flax.
I've always been curious, though, as to what it tastes like and what it does.
I assume whenever we have flu and we take cough syrup, I assume it tastes like that.
Yeah, that's what I thought, though.
And then he probably has like six bottles at a time, but you just dilute it with a bit of Sprite. Shit, what's Drake say? Drake's one lyrics in his song is like, it might be purple, it might be pink.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, something. But I got my drink in my cup. Might be purple, it could be pink. Something
okay,
like
so here I am thinking it's 25 times the recommended dose of cough syrup. So it's like you need one tablespoon of Benylin, and Benylin, by the way, is over the counter, so it's not even close to the cough syrup they're really talking about.
This is like
but
hectic you just, stuff.
Like, it's like drinking it like a 2-liter Coke. That's what it is.
What do they mix it with, though?
I don't know, actually.
As far as I know from Drake's lyrics, they mix it with Sprite.
Hang on, let's see what Urban Dictionary say about Sizzurp. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, urbandictionary.com.
Like, I'm Sizzurp. So curious to try it, but I don't want to try it. You know, like, curiosity.
It's the actual cough syrup ingredient used to create what is known as lean Sizzurp.
Oh, because you get so, like, drowsy, you just lean.
Lean back. We're way too uncool for Sizzurp.
Every like rap song's about drugs, eh?
Mm.
Drugs are bad.
I have to log on to urbandictionary.com more often. Do you know that they invented a new acronym today?
What's it?
IWTOYWIM. IWTOYWIM.
I would tap dad ass.
No. That would be IWTDA. This is, I will think of you when I masturbate.
you can make an acronym out of anything.
I haven't been on here in way too long. Yesterday, they released a brand new word into the world on urbandictionary.com. Sexual equinox. It's the point in your life at which your age matches your number of sexual partners. Wow. Old slippers, the genitals of a past significant other that after consideration and comparison are the ones you loved the most.
What?
Oh, that's hilarious. So, for example, my girlfriend said she missed the old slippers. So she missed the old oak.
She missed her ex.
Shave avocado, a shaved scrotum of an adult male. This is great. I need to be on here more often. I've always wanted to...
make one up.
No, just spend a whole day literally just using terms from Urban Dictionary.
I've always wanted to make up a word. Like rappers make up words all the time, like thought. Stands for that hoe over there.
Yeah.
What else? Guap.
Guap is money.
Guap is money.
Yeah.
What else do they have? Bling bling. Lil Wayne started the term bling bling, but he never ever... What's it when you like secure a word and it's like...
Oh, copyright.
He never ever copyrighted it.
I don't know though, bro, because like you're quite a yo pro, and I don't know if it would be so good for your image if you started like just dropping the twang like it was hot.
What's a yo pro?
A young professional.
And what's a twang?
Twang is just like
lingo.
It's like when you twang it out. Like it's like when you use like not proper English.
You must copyright the swaggy swag.
Swaggy swaggy up, swaggy swaggy down, swaggy 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 all around.
Swaggy to the left, swaggy. You must copyright swaggy in every direction.
Yes.
So that whenever somebody uses it, you get cash off it.
The only thing is like what happens when swaggy doesn't move?
Swaggy still.
Just like swaggy, swaggy stay. Swaggy,
but
swaggy
everything.
Up.
Swaggy to the northeast, swaggy to the southwest.
Swaggy. What? What was that?
Yeah, I didn't say anything.
Yes, you did. What did you say?
This is a circle of truth, Kat.
Hey, guys. After hashtag racist rant is trending on Twitter.
She said to me in my ears, this is so white.
No, I didn't. You can't prove that.
Swaggy, swaggy can be used by anyone. That term is open to one and all. Babies included.
Imagine your child's like first words like, swaggy, swaggy.
It'd be so sick.
Swaggy, swaggy.
Maybe I'll call my kid one day swaggy. Swaggy, swaggy Calvin.
I want to now get like a hamster or something and call it swaggy, swaggy.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, we should get a hamster for the office.
Mm.
You know what? We always come up with ideas for pets on this show.
No, but the thing is, who's going to feed the hamster? I sure as hell ain't feeding the thing. I ain't cleaning it. They start stinking.
This has been an epiphany. I've had an epiphany. I've decided we need a Cliff Central hamster. And then, so that I can look really cool in meetings, I'll take the hamster out.
No, put it in a ball.
And I'll play with it. And I'll look so cool while I'm coming up with creative concepts as the creative director with the hamster rolling up and running all around.
But a hamster, let's think about the other animals that are out there. Chinchilla?
Chinchilla's also cool. As long as it's called Swaggy Swaggy. Because then in the meeting I'll say, hey, Swaggy Swaggy.
I want to get a tortoise.
A tortoise is cool.
Because then whenever somebody asks me where's the tortoise, I'll say where I left it. Because it's not going to move.
I think. Is that because you're going to restrain it? Or
no, just tortoises, like 6 hours later, it will be in like the same spot.
Okay.
But let's all pick an animal and get it.
Well, actually, you know what? It's useless to even discuss this because every week we decide we want to get an animal, even in just for this show. And then we pass it on to producer Kat and it goes into her endless abyss of things she hasn't done.
Sorry, I am not the animal whisperer here.
Well, clearly not. We've asked for puppies. We've asked for chinchillas. We've asked for guinea pigs. We've asked for rabbits. Sorry. We've asked for dogs. Nothing.
Sorry, you can stop asking. There are many, many, many interns here. They'll be happy to help you with your animal requests. Not as in Kenya, I have serious things to do here. Please.
What was that last thing we asked for? Was it to fill the room with tortoises?
No, bunnies.
Yes.
Bunnies.
I have bad vibes with bunnies.
What animals have you had in your life?
A bunny that ran away. I've had hamsters. I've had silkworms. I've had goldfish. I've had cool fish. They all died. Like very soon after getting them. I don't know what happened there. It's still a mystery. I've had dogs. That's about it. My grandfather, though, my late grandfather used to have like loads of stuff. He had ducks, he had parrots, he had birds. He had like where he lived was like literally like a farmyard. There was like everything there. There were the chickens running around. there were the ducks were quacking. The fish were swimming. There were dogs. There was the parrots. You could speak to them. It was very cool.
I've had a hamster.
Mm.
Well, I've actually had two hamsters. I've had about 4 or 5 rabbits. I've had fish. I've had birds. I've had cats. I've had, and dogs. And I think that's all I've ever had. Oh, I've had the silkworms. I've had the moths after the silkworms.
Silkworm thing was gross. I don't know why I ever
I just
did
liked
that. Yeah.
The texture and then seeing them go into cocoons.
Hmm.
Building like their own cocoons. But that was like my vibe. That was my thing. People used to make money off selling silkworms at school.
Huh. I remember that.
They'd sell them in shoe boxes and then you'd take it home for like a week. Then it turns into a moth and then you let the moth out and then done.
Eat the leaves. But I do think we need a Cliff Central pet.
Mm. But what?
I really do. I actually don't think a hamster's a bad idea. Kat, you'll take it for walks, right?
We are a bunch of animals here. We don't need animals.
I think I'm just saying that because I'd like to surprise the bosses.
I don't think they'd really like be angry if we got a tortoise.
I think we should find out.
I really like what can go wrong with a tortoise? We'll feed it lettuce every day. And you buy a big bag of lettuce and it can last you for a couple of days. And I'll even take some lettuce home to use in my salad at home. And then we can save me cash.
This is a brilliant idea. I think, surprise.
What can we call it? I've always wanted to have an animal like a tortoise and call it tortoise. So I can be like, Kat, where's tortoise?
No, but it has to have a C in it because it's Cliff Central. So maybe, no, not Wilson. Producer Kat is shouting from the room next door.
Wilson with a C.
What, Kilson? That's not.
No, Wilson, but the C is silent. It's like Stanley with a C.
No.
How's there a silent C in Wilson?
Guys, WCILSON. WILSON.
Like the silent F in Katleo.
Yes.
Why aren't we tortoise with a silent C? So it's like
T-C-O. No, I like Wilson.
Okay.
Wilson, well, I'm sorry.
You need to, if you organize it and you bring the tortoise, you can call it Wilson. Otherwise, you know, you got to bring it and then you get to name it.
If we had to let the sex show on Cliff Central name it, they'd probably name it Clitoris. Because that rhymes with tortoise.
Clitortoise.
Clitortoise.
Clitortoise. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. We got time for like one or two more stories, Flax. We got just did we shoot off another highway tangent there? I don't even know where we were.
Okay, let me tell you about this woman in Britain. Her name's Janie. She's 30 years old. And to get her boyfriend to do whatever she wants, she imposes a sex ban. So if she says, I want a new phone, and he says no, she says, all right, then no sex for you until you get me that phone. How, like, hectic is that?
I don't know if
this is not a good, solid relationship. Her boyfriend's name is Ross. And he spends, in a six-month period, up to £5,000 on her.
I don't think that this is something that is unique, though. I think that this happens in a lot of relationships. This, particularly probably marriages about 10, 15 years in.
No, this is not a functional and
I'm
like,
telling you, I think that this happens maybe not as forthright as what this is and as obvious and as blunt and blatant and blank, but I think this happens in a lot of relationships.
This relationship needs to end straight away. This is not a positive relationship that one can bring kids into, where a sex ban is how you get your husband to get you to get things.
But this is the power that women have.
But then men must also have power.
Well, yeah, we've got power.
We don't use it.
Yeah, there, and then that's...
Because women's power is stronger than men's power.
Exactly. You see, women wear the pants at the end of the day.
Because women think with their brain and we think with our testicles.
Exactly, yes, yeah. Then, yeah.
Well, anyway, I hope that relationship that relationship ends, because I'm not happy with that sort of relationship.
You would never stand for that, Frank.
No, I would. I'd be out of that relationship in a second.
2 seconds.
That's like, what's a manipulative relationship?
Basing it on sex. All right, what else, dude?
I have the stats here. You know, like before you go out with the boys, like drinking and to a nightclub and stuff, you always say, guys, let's grab a quick meal just to line our stomachs. So I now know what happens and the true reason for lining your stomachs.
Tell me. So you think that you got something to chunder later?
No. So you think you line your stomach? Okay. What's the reason you think you line your stomach for?
Because you're hungry.
No, like before you go drinking. Like you'd never drink on an empty stomach.
So that you don't get to the club too early.
No. So people think you line your stomach so that you don't get completely like paralytically drunk from drinking.
Mm.
The thing is, all is lining your stomach does and having a meal before you drink, it just slows down the absorption of the alcohol. So you will get, say you have a liter of alcohol before eating, you will get drunk.
Yeah.
Say you have a liter of alcohol after you eat, you will get drunk, but it will take you longer. You will get the same drunk, it would take your body longer to absorb it and go through your system.
Will you get the same drunk if you drink alcohol?
Yeah, and vodka. If you drink vodka and tequila, same thing. And then if you line your stomach with pizza, any more words you guys want me to throw out here?
I think, you see, that's twanging.
Pizza, vodka, and alcohol.
Yeah, that's you twanging.
How am I pronouncing alcohol wrong?
Alcohol.
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 Alcohol, the number one reason why you get drunk.
So are you going to continue to line your stomach then based on this new information?
I think it's important always to line your stomach before you drink alcohol.
I think so too.
I don't think you should ever drink on an empty stomach. And you shouldn't be drinking so much that you get absolutely like schletic.
Paralytic.
Have you ever heard schletic?
No. Schletic. Is that new?
It's like paralytic, but where you're all like all over the place.
I'm looking it up on Urban Dictionary. I can't find it.
Type in schletic in Google. Yeah, I'll even Google it for you.
No, I trust you. It's okay. When was the last time you were really, really drunk?
Last time I was really, really drunk. I think it must have been on Matric Rage. I remember going to what's that place up from Caprice, that nightclub in Cape Town?
I have no idea.
I forgot what it was called, but I remember walking up the stairs. But then I remember two bouncers carrying me down the stairs.
That's bad, bro. When you have to be escorted.
It happens to the best of you, and you always regret it. So try not get to that point.
It does. No, you shouldn't get to that point. All right. One final thought for this week's Relax It's Flax.
One final thought for this week's Relax It's Flax. You know, just be yourself. You know, if you think. If you be whoever you want to be. If you want to be straight, be straight. If you want to be gay, be gay. If you want to be bisexual, be bisexual. No one can tell you who you are or what to be. If you think you resonate and feel like you're a bird.
But if you think it's resonate, just be that.
Just be yourself, you know. Don't let anybody tell you can or can't be someone or something. You know, we all given freedom of choice. Be who you want to be.
That's it. Be who you want to be. Do what you want to do. Just don't inflict pain.
Marry
upon
whoever
others.
You want to marry.
Marry whoever you want
kiss
to marry.
Kiss whoever you want to kiss.
Kiss who you want to kiss.
Just be yourself.
Just go out there. Just put yourself out there. Just really
Just let yourself be yourself.
There you go. Power. How do we keep up with you all day, Flax?
You can follow me on Instagram at Michael Flax, MichaelFlax. Same with Twitter, Michael Flax. I'm probably going to Snapchat my entire weekend, and it's probably going to get a bit rowdy. So follow me on Snapchat. That's Mike Flax, MikeFlax. And go like my Facebook page, Michael Flax. It needs a bit of love.
Boom. Done. You know what I just thought? We need to do a song for Relax. It's Flax. We need to record like a rap.
It's Flax on Cliff Central. Michael Flax. I don't know. I'm trying to copy O'Neill's one.
I see so. No, we need like a rap though. This is something we need to work on. We come to so many resolutions.
Oh, Kat's good at rapping.
Yeah, Kat.
Kat, give us a rap.
Why were you just singing that song?
Because I was trying to make my song as cool as O'Neill's.
Yeah. You'll never be as cool.
As O'Neill.
As your boyfriend, O'Neill.
Husband. Okay, not on Fridays, though.
Why?
Because Fridays, it's a working relationship.
Kat,
Monday to Thursday, it's
an imaginary one. Hang on, Flax.
Michael, I don't know how to rap.
Give it a go.
Kat, I'm sure.
Okay, I can rap. It's O'Neill Africa on Cliff Central. Where did you get that? Every Friday. I can rap. I was sitting in the corner wasting my time when a guy came along. Guy of my life. His name was Michael. Michael, my love. Yo, boom, boom, chee, boom, boom.
That is so shit.
That was amazing. Yeah. All right. And that's where we'll leave it. That's this week's edition of Relax. It's Flax.
Ooh, Flax. I got one.
Oh, yeah.
M to the Eichel. They call me Michael. And then we'll work on the next ones next week. After
I know. We could. I mean, I'll license out Swaggy, Swaggy up, Swaggy, Swaggy down, Swaggy, 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 Swaggy all around for you on that one.
Swaggy Flax to the left, Swaggy Flax to the right.
GG! Yeah!
GG! Kelman on CliffCentral.com.